5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson. Thanks for listening, everyone, to another episode of Skip the Small Talk. I'm here today with my buddy Ryan Hilmer and John Bartucci. They are rappers of a local rap group named Third Person. How long have you been rapping for them? How long has this Third Person been together? Because it seems new, like you guys kind of popped up recently on Facebook and stuff. Is it
right?
Is it fairly new here?
The Third Person is relatively new. After we met the Third Person, our beat guy, Josh Innes. But John and I have been rapping as kind of a different name for as long as we've known each other, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there was a... I didn't even like rap in the beginning. I was more of like a metal kind of guy. I played guitar a lot.
Okay.
And then tripped on acid one day. He's like, dude, I got to show you some Eminem. And we go in his car, or my car, and he like, what CD was it?
Recovery.
And it just blew my mind.
Really?
And ever since then, I was like, this is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
So Recovery plus acid blew your mind.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, like, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Before that, I actually hated rap.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's what kind of inspired you?
Definitely,
And you
yeah.
just heard it and thought, like, man, I can do something like this.
Yeah.
With my own little thing to it, my own little twist.
It blew my mind.
You guys have really unique lyrics. I will give you that. Like, you guys have really good beats. Like, it's like makes me want to dance. It's really good lyrics, and it just flows well. It's stuff like Post Malone where you catch yourself, like, humming it, you know what I'm saying? Like, totally something that I can see, like, and I'm not just trying to toot your own horn, for real, like, I really enjoy the music, for real.
I really enjoy the shout-out, man.
No, yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
A lot of hard work.
It seems like you guys didn't just, like, release the first album. It seems like you guys have been going at it, like, underground for a while.
We have, yeah.
We
have. We definitely, we spent some time with, you know, of course, building ourselves as vocalists, writing, practicing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And through time, you know, we kind of figured out, like, we didn't have a teacher for this. No one taught us anything spot on. We kind of had to, like, look through the cracks and find out what worked best for us as a group. And we pretty much hopped on Logic Pro.
That's a program you use?
Yeah, it's a program we use. And pretty much just learned it from the bottom up by just trial and error for months and months and months. And after a couple months, we kind of figured out our own direction that we wanted to push it at, and that's where we're going.
Wow. So you guys just had like a vision at first and then just kind of started building it together and stuff like that?
Yes.
Because you guys have such unique voice. You have like a certain voice. It's not your normal voice. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's all just sounds so, like, well put together. It's very well produced. Like, it seems like you guys really, you know, come at it from different perspectives almost. Like, do you guys write your own lyrics that you guys, like, the ones that you rap and the verses you rap, is it your own writings?
That's
or
right,
Or does someone
yeah.
write the whole song and then you guys do your own parts?
No shadow writers. It's just...
That's cool.
Yeah.
All individual parts.
We're all kind of like...
That's cool.
Like,
it flows together well.
Our beat guy will make the beat, and we'll chop it up into times. Like, you'll take the first verse, you'll take the second verse, and then we kind of just go our own separate ways. And I like to have, like, a chorus to kind of work off of, just so the whole thing is a little more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get together next week, and we'll show each other what we got, and
that's
we'll just
awesome.
Go from there, yeah.
Wow.
Or if I find a cool beat that I really like at the time, you know, it's like, it's all about inspiration and direct timing with the things, because you can't force yourself to do something, and it's just not going to come out correct.
Yeah.
You know, say I find something awesome, I write to it, I'll show Ryan, I'll be like, dude, I think this is going to hit, I think we should work on this, then he'll write a verse correlating to what I did.
Cool.
And vice versa.
Cool.
You know?
That's awesome. So, like, when you have that idea, you got to capture right away and almost,
exactly.
like, almost work when it comes to you, don't, like, force it out, like, when it comes to you from the ether, kind of use that.
Yeah, that's where you get your best shit from, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of it is... It's almost just like it's a healthy competition, you know. Like, when John and I first started rapping, like, we were constantly, like, upping each other,
that's
but
cool.
in like a playful, competitive way,
yeah.
As like a team,
that's
and
good.
Mixing too,
yeah.
And it just skyrocketed, like, our capabilities and our skills. And since then, we kind of found, like, our own little niches that we're good at,
yeah.
And then we focus it on that. Like, I let you take care of like the bars and like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da kind of side of it, and like I have my own little niche where like, and it just, it works together really well though.
Yeah, yeah, it seems like it. Like it's crazy because we waste, like, I know that me in high school, I've had a lot of times where the reason why I started this podcast was because I noticed myself having so many sit down conversations with people, like, and a lot of the conversations were in depth and really good. Yeah. And it's like, why don't I start recording this stuff and put it out there? And same thing goes for you guys. You guys probably were getting together and noticing you have all these ideas but not channeling it in something, right? Exactly. And like what kind of sparked you guys to like be like, let's freaking do it. Let's use this time to hopefully, you know, make it or make something of ourselves, you know, follow your dream, you know?
That's a good question. I think what pushed us and is pushing us at this time, and I think a lot of people are gonna relate to this, is the struggle, man. Like, you know, we don't come from higher class families, so the struggle with, like, you know, I want my mom to retire next year, and I'm sure everyone's gonna say that, and like, we're coming from a place of hard work, dedication, and we want our fans to feel the love. We want everyone to basically come through in every different spectrum where we could push you or someone, like, as a group, as a community, and just grow and succeed together.
Yeah.
You know? So as far as that, like, we're just building a base.
Yeah.
And we want everyone to do good.
Yeah, that's. I feel like that's a lot of people's fuel behind some of their drive for success is like setting up the loved ones, setting up the people you love the most. You know, like it's almost sometimes like in a selfless act, but you're also following your dreams. But like you're also like, for me too. Like I realize that, you know, if I make it big, one of the first things you want to do is set up your family, make sure your parents are good and have a good place to retire and all that stuff, and bring all the people who support you up with you, you know, and stuff like that. And I think that's a really good, like, drive to hold on to, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you lose sight of that, you know, you'll get too wrapped up in it all, and you won't realize what you're working for, you know, working towards.
And I would say even then, it's almost just half of it, because I would say the other half is just pure love for what we do, you know? And we get discouraged, too, sometimes, you know? And, like, sometimes reality, in a sense, kind of sets in where it's like, maybe this isn't going to go anywhere. But even if I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere, I still feel like we would still be doing it out of the love for it and the passion for it.
Yeah, you're doing what you, like, get, that's, when you produce something like that, you know, it's like, it just kind of feels good when you put something out there that you're proud of, that you put your name on. It's like, I made that shit, and I, you know, I don't care.
Exactly.
And that's what I was just touching on earlier with Ryan when we were working. I'm like, you know, it feels really good to say, like, okay, anyone can spend their parents' money and go to a studio and get produced and sound badass. You know, like, we actually started from the ground up, started rapping, and then learned the program, and then learned how to produce, and we're still learning every day. Like, we're nowhere near professional, but we're getting there, and it does feel really good to say, like, we did this.
Yeah,
and it's all self-driven, you know? Like, we built, like, homemade studios in our rooms and shit. Like, we both hopped on Logic Pro, learned how to mix and master. Our beat guy's really great, Josh Innes, at making beats and shit. And it's just all self-fueled, you know? Like, there's no external companies or people that we're going through. We're not paying money, if anything, maybe for a beat here and there, but it's like all us, you know. It's self-sustainability.
Right. That's cool. That's really cool. That's like, that's passionate right there. Yeah, that's straight passion right there.
And we find ourselves doing shit that we don't really want to do, but it's like, well, I don't want to go to anybody else for this, you know.
Yeah,
because they won't see the image the way that we originally seen it. I feel like, and we're so invested in ourselves right now that bringing, like, another third-party producer onto us, I feel like I wouldn't feel comfortable giving him the reins of how our stuff's going
to
sound.
He'll tell you guys need face tattoos and all this other shit. He'll try to jurisdict
you. With a contract, I'm so down.
Yeah.
Give me a contract. I'll tattoo my face.
I'll tattoo my face. That's hilarious. Yeah, how much? What would the contract? How much would you have to tattoo your face
half
for?
Half a million.
Half a million,
yeah. But I would want to be confident that I have a career involved.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, it wasn't just,
I don't have to go back to be in the front of the house at a restaurant or something.
Yeah, you know, with like, that face tattoo. That says "fuck a real job." I just keep...
That's classic, bro.
Oh shit,
that's good. Oh,
nice. So, what's the biggest problem you think you've had to overcome so far?
For me personally, I would say the marketing side. We're still figuring out kind of how to market things properly, what our demographic audience is. I mean, I was just looking at the analytics on Facebook the other day, and it was like most of our viewers are from 13 to 17, which like blew my mind. Yeah. I'm like, do I even have friends on Facebook that are 17 years old? And are these analytics correct? But you always need more data, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we don't really have much data from YouTube. Nobody really puts how old they are in their YouTube profile, but... Definitely figuring out how to integrate ourselves outside of our immediate area.
It's rough. That's a whole nother thing to learn. Just when you think you're done learning everything and you know it all, it's like, okay, I can just send it out and it's going to make it. No, you got to learn, start from scratch with marketing 101.
Exactly.
Dude. And it's exactly. Like social media marketing is like, to me, it's like hieroglyphics. It's like reading, like, it's just so complicated. And it all, it's Facebook is different from Instagram, and Instagram's different from YouTube. Oh, they're all fucking different.
Yes,
it's so complex,
it's
man.
Crazy. It's like you gotta have one of each of your people that you're working with on each individual
platform. Yes, and constantly doing stuff all day throughout posts and like, dude, it's like a full time job.
You can market for free. There are ways, but Facebook and social medias are literally creating it like. You do have to pay for marketing. The algorithms of Facebook, like, down your posts. If you post something about YouTube because they don't want someone...
Yeah, like, links...
To go to YouTube,
from
you
other,
know, because that's taken away from their views on their site and stuff.
You have to literally learn the algorithms and how to, like, favor them in order to, like, get seen. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
it's like a college course that you're learning with the
advice. I literally was Googling
YouTube.
The other day on Facebook, like, marketing classes in Chicago because I was, like, looking to try to take some.
See, that's a great
idea,
though.
It's so complicated.
It's not something that you could just like sit down and read an article on and be like, okay, I got it. Like, there's so many different sides and stories and techniques that you could use.
Totally. Yeah,
it's such a vital part, you know.
It is.
That's just as vital as like mixing itself.
Yep. Yet all it takes is it come across one person who's famous. Like, they just come across it and share it. And you wake up in the morning with 100,000 followers.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
crazy.
A lucky break.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
And we know one of our songs are going to get there. And that's why we keep working and stuff, and like we love it and stuff in the community of it. And but we know one of our songs is gonna get there. It just takes the right time, the right demographic, and I mean, good marketing and sheer luck. Some people get lucky.
Straight up. Yep. It's like you gotta target the artists that appreciate the come up artists who like will do shout outs and do like understand the struggles. You know, there's a lot of artists who like will take. Upcoming artists on tour with them and all that stuff. So
that's a good point. That's a good point you just raised.
Yeah, I know comedians do that, and that's like a popular thing in the comedian world too.
If only they were all in one area.
Yeah,
we could all
right
market that place.
We're in rural Indiana. It's so hard over here.
I know.
As far as like paying for marketing, at least with music right now, us personally, me, Ryan, Josh. Our whole crew, Corey Stewart, shout out Corey, Ryan Zanicki, shout out Zip. We've been looking into pushing, like, paying an influencer on TikTok, like high energy medias that are blowing up right now. Like, TikTok right now is what Instagram was 6 or 7 years ago. So it's blown up with the young community. When you start a business, you want to think 6 years in the past, your demographic, because they're growing up with you, and then you're going to market to them when you blow up.
Yeah.
So, and also, young TikTokers are more likely to accept an incentive from you than someone who's, say, 30 years old and is like, oh, I've been working my whole life on this. You know, like some kid with 500,000 followers will be like, oh, yeah, I'll take $200.
Yeah.
And then 500,000 people see that and they're linked to your YouTube video. Yep. There's 500,000 views, you know? So we've been thinking about reaching out to influencers like that.
We're getting old, man. I'd like we've never opened up TikTok before this.
Yeah.
Like, TikTok, yeah. Let's check it out.
No, like, TikTok's such a alien. Yeah, they have such weird ads, dude.
It's Vine. It's like Vine for the new age, right?
Yeah, it kind of is. It's like a musical Vine or something, right? Didn't Musical.ly buy it or something like that? It used to be called Musical.ly, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it started.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good... I mean, honestly, on all platforms, it doesn't harm you. As many as you can get on to get your name out there and stuff.
Yes.
For sure. If you could change something about the industry, what would it be?
I want to play by their rules, you know? True. Like I said, I'll get my face tapped for a contract, and I have no problem helping them with their Illuminati agenda.
I'll work for the globalist. Sure.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Shit. Sell my soul.
It sucks that that's what like it know, takes man. Too. You know, like they make it that. See, I had the same question with one of my other musician friends. Like, is it the industry?
Tom,
yes.
I've seen that.
Is it the industry that is doing that to us, or is it like, or is it the audience that's like requiring people of that nature to take rise, like to. Are we giving them the power to be that person, or are they shoving it in our faces?
That's
like,
a
what direction is it coming from?
It's a good question, bro.
It's a good point. Maybe a little bit of both. I do feel like people are gravitated towards things like that.
Like bad, a taboo type of stuff.
Yeah,
and
they
stuff
are.
You're not supposed to do. Yeah,
they are.
True. It's but don't you feel the shift of like kind of being good is like almost becoming trendy? Like kind of like spreading positivity is like becoming the new.
It is, especially
thing.
In this like political age.
Yeah,
and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed
yeah.
that within the past couple.
Because I like that song you guys had, "No Friends."
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a really deep
I like
song,
no friends,
dude.
Yeah.
It's like really deep, but it's like not necessarily like some of your other songs that like are just fun to fucking listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one's got like deeper meaning to it, you know? Like
definitely.
I don't need anyone but myself. Fuck everyone. Like I'm trying to do me. It's kind of like gives that good vibe of like independence, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's poppy. I like that. I like that you touched on that.
Mm-hmm.
We did put a lot of thought in No Friends, and like with Hilmer's verse, his is a little darker. Mine's more like on the surface, like what's going to happen, and then Josh goes into this whole like singing arrangement.
Yeah, that was dope.
He has a great voice.
He does.
Yes, you know,
seems
that's
like a little angel.
That makes
he kills it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes. Josh
good to have
makes our beats, and
he's
sang
extremely
with us.
Talented.
Nice.
Yes.
So he's the third.
He's the third person.
Oh, the third person. Is that why you called it this?
Yes. If you have a question about that later,
it is.
Or we could...
My next question is, how did you come up with the name third person?
Damn. All right. Can I explain this?
Yeah.
Because I was there.
You
okay.
explain this one a few times. You'll be good at it.
All right. So, long story short, I was at a party. It was Ryan's cousin's party. And side note, I kid you not, for like 4 or 5 months before this, I would always tell Ryan, like as a joke, I'd be like, he'd be like, dude, we need a beat guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I swear to you, we're going to find him at Kyle Stewart's. I don't know why. I just freaking knew it. About 4 or 5 months come by. I'm rapping on the porch, just freestyling by myself with a beer. Like, just a phone, freestyling by myself. This kid comes up to me. We start talking and stuff. I rapped him something. He liked it. And he was like, dude, my buddy in there makes beats and stuff. So I went in there, listened to 5 of his beats, and I was like, these are pretty good, you know? Not my style, but I know you know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And shit. And we talked and stuff, and about an hour later, Ryan came through, and I'm like, dude, I gotta introduce you to Josh and shit. And Josh played some of his beats, and we freestyled to, like, 5 of them.
Yeah.
And we told him we work every Tuesday, so if you want to work with us, come through on Tuesday. The dude comes through with a keyboard, like, that couldn't even fit through the door. I swear to God. We're like, bro, like, everything could be done on the on a laptop. You know, he's hauling in this equipment and shit. I'm like, wow, we got a lot to learn from each other. So it's about New Year's Eve, we started, like, really getting to know each other. Like, we partied together, and then the next couple of weeks we started meeting and stuff. And then that was when me and Ryan got versed inside of Logic Pro, and as me and Ryan were learning how to produce, Josh was learning how to do the beats on his side with the program.
Huh.
And we only knew Josh as a beat guy for like 5 months, and then out of the blue, he's like, dude, throw on a beat. I'll do a verse to No Friends. I think that was the first verse he did on the EP.
Hmm.
We had no idea that this dude could sing. like that.
Really?
Yeah.
We were jaw dropped to the floor because he did that shit in one take, and I was like, produced. It took like a couple hours. It sounded amazing. And
wow.
I was like, oh my goodness, this is our third person that we need, because we've always like, we need a third person, man. Yeah. We need a third person. And then we thought for a couple months about the name, and
I like the name too. Yes. Third person, so clever.
Because it's a perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have thought that it was because you got a third person. You're like, that's not how I would have thought of it.
Right.
thought it was like some retrospective type of shit, like thinking in your head, third person or something.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Thank you, bro.
That's really cool. Who does your artwork? Who's like done doing all those pictures and you? You do the artwork and the illustrations?
No, the one that you commented on?
Yeah.
That was our beat guy, Josh.
Okay.
He's a jack of all trades. He goes out, does photography. He's well-versed in, like, image editing. And
nice.
And we kind of showed him the way in Logic, and now he's just running on his own, you know? And he does a lot of different things. He's like, a jack of all trades.
Yeah. That's cool that you guys are, like, an equal triangle, you know? You guys are equally supporting
each other. Yeah,
you know, that's important, too, because someone starts pulling all the slack, then you start getting uninterested or realize what the fuck you're doing.
Group, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've dealt with that. No worries. But everyone
any group
has.
Setting, you know.
Mm-hmm. And he's just as passionate for it, too?
Yeah.
Good.
He is.
He's
awesome.
He's been doing it, like, before we met him, so.
That's awesome. You know, so many celebrities talk about how, you know, if you envision a reality, like you envision your dream job, or you envision the reality that you want, like success, right? That reality is created when you imagine it. If you want to believe in the infinite multiverse, right? That when you envision like you making it as a rapper, and you're on stage in front of hundreds of thousands of people, right? And somewhere exists out in the universe, right? So now you just got to connect the dots in order to get there. It's going to be hard to do, but the more you keep your eye on that reality, the easier it becomes, you know, to get to that one. A lot easier than it does if you have multiple realities that you're thinking are possible.
Right.
You know, you blindly keep your eye on that one, and you just keep steering towards it at all costs. And, you know, they talk about it's not easy to do it on any means, but it's the way to do it, right?
Perception is reality, you know? And
yeah.
A lot of it is creating an exterior image for other people, you know, like
a character,
kind of. Like I was telling John the other day,
that's cool.
Now we gotta like dress up for like not for our personal wants, but for like the image.
Yeah,
that goes
you
out
do.
There,
it's
you
a
know?
Shock value.
You gotta videos, dress like rappers.
Videos have shock value.
Oh, so no matching clothes anymore. That's cool though. You kind of like put on a little, you know, different persona, which is I kind of wish I would have started like a character for the podcast, maybe like an exaggerated version of myself,
like an alter ego,
like
5 minutes during the podcast where you'd be all dark or something,
just to give you like an excuse to turn like Alex Jones for 5 minutes or something like
the
that.
The Frogs are turning gay.
They're turning the frogs gay.
He's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Alex Jones, though.
Turns out he's right about everything.
Dude, I know, man. Right?
They love producing half truths, half falses, and like keeping the smoke screen with the, you know, but like.
Alex
Jones,
the smoke.
He's straight entertainment, dude. That dude.
He is.
I could watch him for an hour and just crack up. He's
I
so
love
funny.
His compilations that they put out of him just like
just freaking
grunting
out.
Or freaking out or apologizing.
They made songs.
The folk song one. That's hilarious. Or him just apologizing like a million times. It's oh my god, so funny. He is a character.
You mind if I smoke my jewel in here, bro?
No, go ahead.
Sweet. Got my thighs.
No squares in here, though, right?
Nah.
It's all good.
So describe your sound, like for people who are listening who haven't heard it yet. Like, what is comparable? My first thing I would put you even close to, but not even, would be kind of Post Malone-ish.
Yeah.
You know, because he's kind of like rappish. I wouldn't say you're more rock, but like your flow and your lyrics are kind of, and your catchiness is like Post Malone for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot. Post is on my number one.
Is he a big influence to you guys? Inspiration?
Yeah, not inspiration wise, but like, I really like the dude. Like, I follow everything.
Seems like a good, genuine guy.
Yeah, he does. I watch everyone's interviews. Like, I've been on YouTube for 8 years, like, you know, in the wormhole till 3 in the morning, every freaking night. studying these people, what hits, what doesn't, what's trending. Cole Bennett's doing it really big right now, with like rappers who are like 17 to 20. So these rappers are getting signed for like $6 million.
Whoa.
You go to Atlantic, like Juice WRLD, he's 19. Wow. He just got signed. I'm sure everyone listening knows her Juice WRLD stuff, but
as far as like the sound, the general sound of how I would describe it, our beat guy Josh, before he met us, he was working with another producer, Vic Vex.
Shout out.
And it inspired us to name this next EP coming out this October 27th.
Oh, hell
check
yeah.
It out. It'll probably be out by the time this podcast comes out, right? Cool.
Probably.
So go check it out.
Yeah, I'll release it at the same time.
It's called Manic.
Manic.
And he's like, dude, you guys sound manic as fuck. Like, he's looking at our project and there's just like crazy automations everywhere. The project looks like a mess, but it sounds like all crazy. It was a darker song, like a faster, darker song.
The song sounded good, but the production was so manic. I mean, he's seen how we sounded, just the overall sound of it, and he's like, you know, you guys sound manic as fuck. And I'm like,
we just looked at each other and we're like, that's so true.
But with Josh singing, it complements
it. Yeah,
because he's calm and stuff, so
it's like ADHD music with like a little bit of calming aid in it.
Yes.
It gives a nice balance to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's a very unique style. And the fact that it's hard to pinpoint who you sound like makes it more of its own kind of...
Like that's the thing. Genre. We have so many subgenres. Yes.
Yeah.
We have so many influences. Like, oh my God. My favorite band's Blink-182. What's yours?
Favorite band? Oh, that's a tough one.
System?
System's great.
I love System of a Down, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Very different. Blink, System, Linkin Park, freaking... Like,
I was a heavy metal guy too, like Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold.
That's cool. That's cool.
And I do draw inspiration from that. Rappers, I rarely draw as far as like lyrical ability and sound goes. Yeah. Like Eminem, Hobson, and
Tech.
Yeah, Tech Nine. Mac Miller too.
R.I.P.
Legend, but you know, I know there's goats out there. Like, I respect all the greats, like J. Cole, Drake, everyone who's doing their thing right now and stuff. But as far as our particular sound goes, I feel like just like when you're a human out in the world and you meet people and you love certain parts about them, you pick out those certain parts that you love and
add it to yourself and it becomes
a part of you. That's exactly
it. Interesting.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you could kind of, that's a good way to compare it, because it kind of sounds like that, like, mixture of it all, because every song was kind of a little bit different, but different style. Like, one of the songs you're just kind of cracking up about, and the other song makes you want to have a fucking drink in your hand.
Yeah. Yes. We like doing that, you know, like, always keeping it different, experimenting, just kind of, like, throwing different moods out there.
Yeah.
You'll always have that, like, general sound, but I don't like really settling down in a corner.
Put yourself in a box.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, expand out there, see what we can
do,
whatever.
Test the waters of different stuff and different styles, for sure. That's cool. That's a really, honestly, a good way to approach it. That's kind of why I did the podcast in this sort of sense, because, like, I hate just having to interview either certain types of people, like, or certain subjects all the time. Like, if I did one just about, like, technology or something, or self-help, like, I want to do one.
Right, you're only marketing towards that.
Yeah,
demographic
because I'm all over the place myself. And
in the beginning stages, bro, like, we need to find, like, our niches,
you know,
and see
what
works, and then we're experimenting.
Yeah.
But it's good, because then we're building, like, a plethora of platforms that we could potentially go through.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Definitely. So is this new album coming out a little bit different than the one that was previewed?
The first EP was Stay Stupid.
Stay Stupid.
That was definitely our experimental stage. We look back at it now and we're like, our whole mixing process is completely outdated from what we've learned since then. And
really?
What was that, like a month or two ago? Like, not even? Yeah.
Wow. You guys are evolving quick, huh?
Quick.
We've been keeping it fast paced.
We're always keeping tabs on each other. Like, you get that done, you get that done. And if I learn something on Logic, I'll share it with him, and vice versa. So, like, it's like two minds on it, you know?
Like,
it's exponential growth.
Yeah.
But this next EP, it's kind of more Halloween based.
Manic?
It's cool. Manic, yeah.
Cool.
It's definitely manic.
That's cool as hug.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. For definitely. Sure. So who would be, if you had a dream like collaboration with any rapper, who would you do it with?
Oh Eminem. My god.
Eminem, huh? Eminem.
Oh shit. That, since that day on acid, like, yeah. He's the GOAT, bro, and no doubt. Nobody can beat him.
I feel like I would spend 6 months on a verse, just like writing it. I'd be like, I gotta beat this guy.
To prepare?
To prepare, yeah.
Who would it be? Eminem?
Man, that's close. Yeah. Yeah. Eminem, for sure.
Cool. So what inspired... Is there something that really inspired you to start the rap group? Like, besides just hearing Eminem? Like, is there something like... So you guys said you guys used to rap all the time when you guys were just hanging out and, like, just would freestyle fuck around.
Yeah, right.
And then someone had the idea, like, man, we should turn this into something. We're pretty decent at this.
I think it was honestly a slow progression into it. There was really no... I don't think at the very beginning there wasn't one moment where we're like... We're this is us, and we're going to start writing songs now. I think we would just chill, freestyle. We would write our individual raps as, like, individualists, and then slowly kind of progressed into a team effort. And then one day we kind of just tried to spark some names off of it. Nothing really stuck when
That's
it was
so
just
cool.
me and John. And when we met Josh, that kind of, like, locked everything in. Then we started getting into, like, grinding and, like, planning for, like, in the future, like, EPs and songs
yeah.
and collaborations and shit.
Doesn't it feel good when you actually have, like, straight, like, purpose and drive for something that you are fucking
and you
blindly
see
passionate
the goal,
about?
You know, and you,
yeah,
and you keep
dude.
Fighting for the goal and overcoming
dude,
obstacles.
That's like, I had that when I first started the podcast, and of course, it's a roller coaster. It always is. You get
yeah.
good feedback, bad feedback. You start to question it and to get discouraged at times, but, like, when you got that drive and that purpose and you, like, wake up and you're excited to do it, like, it's just so much... I constantly look at how much time I wasted not doing that or finding it, you know? And I may never found it with... If it wasn't for the path that I took, you know?
Exactly,
getting to that point, but...
Exactly.
You know, and then I realize, like, I look at so many other people and realize, like, man, so many of us are just waking up, going to work, and going to bed. Mm. So many of us, you know? And it's kind of
yeah,
sad to see
like
a lot
idea.
Of people, like... Not even knowing what they love to do,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, how many friends do you know that just, if you ask them what their passions are, they're like, TV, sleeping, eating.
Probably most of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like you can't blame the individual because
no.
society
We're
is kind of, like, molded
mm-hmm. yeah.
the people
just to, work
to
and,
do that,
yeah.
you know? Yeah.
True. And even kids in high school who were graduating high school, going to college, and kind of thought that they knew what they were doing, or thought that they knew what they wanted to do, but... Really, you were kind of also guided down that direction, either from your parents
exactly,
or from school
yeah.
or from what you were good at in
Hard
school.
Pressures.
Yeah, and no one really sits and asks, like, or is forced to ask, what are my passions?
Who am I?
Yeah, who
right.
am I? What drives me? I'm tired of waking up doing what I'm doing. Like, what can I do to change that freaking pattern, you know?
Man, everyone's groomed.
Yeah,
like
it is. It is.
The hardest part is just starting, you know, like starting and going out there and spending the extra time
mm-hmm.
to do what you love instead of just like leisurely and relax.
Yeah.
After that, you just keep doing that every day and maybe you'll get somewhere. If
yeah.
you love it enough and you put enough work in it.
True, true. It takes a lot of guts too doing any kind of art. But especially like expressive art like this kind, like rapping.
Yeah, you
kind
of put yourself
talking,
out there and
stuff
open
like
up.
That. You really do. I've
yeah.
always... Like, musicians run in my family, and I've always, like, as a kid, saw that and wanted to be that, but I've been the kid to sing karaoke in the closet with no one seeing me, like, with the cord going to the closet, because I can't, like, have physical, like...
That was
yeah,
a big one.
I'm so
too.
Shy when it comes
yeah.
to singing, but I love to do it, but it's, like, I cannot ever imagine, like... I admire it so much, because, like, in another life... I'm probably doing that same thing, either singing or making music, because like I love doing that shit. So,
but I guess in a way you kind of do that with podcasts.
Yeah,
not like
as close
in
as
the
I'm gonna get.
Same way,
yeah, as close as I get.
That's insane
and
that
let
you
people
just
know
said
who
that.
You are.
Why?
That's crazy that you just said that, dude. I swear to God, as a kid, like my whole life, I was like, I want to be a singer, you know? My mom used to, like, book me in plays and stuff and, like,
that's
like
cool.
little church plays and
yeah.
stuff. And I do singing solos, and I was all right. Like, I can still somewhat sing, but I obviously wasn't good enough to be produced or whatever. So, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, next best thing is rap.
Yeah.
So, like, same with, like, music and podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To how you feel.
Yeah,
you know?
That's cool.
I always wanted to be a freaking singer, and it kills me. Like, I see JT up there. I'm like,
right, like, yeah,
yeah, dude.
You, in fact, like, it's cool though that you just you jumped on it when you did. You realize what you wanted to do, and you freaking, you know, you took that opportunity because, like, dude, who the fuck cares? For a long time, I was not wanting to podcast or not wanting to do these things because, like, you question who's going to make fun of you. You always think everything
barrier.
We move, everything we do is like always like we're running through this filter of what everyone's going to think about us.
Mm-hmm.
How is the world going to perceive me if I do this? But like, you once you realize like who the fuck cares,
exactly,
it's such a weight lifted off your shoulders, and you can kind of like you don't have energy you're burning towards those thoughts anymore. You can put it towards like other productive
and it
things.
It kind of would like suppress what you could actually put out
because
you're trying to filter it while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
so
right, man.
True.
The thought of just who the fuck cares, like it's like a weight off your shoulders.
It is.
And you just wing it. And I always try to take like maybe not the bad criticism, but the good criticism, like I don't know, like constructive criticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
And take that as like well as I can, and like focus more on that than just like
the haters or anything negative.
Even mm-hmm. even the haters, I'll be like, okay, well. Is there anything specific that you hate about it? Or, I mean, like, because...
Right, exactly. I feel like haters just hate to hate. Like, there's no actual, like, backbone of a thought on there. Constructive criticism is like, okay, I like this. Like, I feel like that's almost a polite way to go, which sounds kind of like...
Like, tell me what you like and tell me what you don't like.
Yeah.
And then I'll kind of mix it up, gather some data, and if there's, like, one thing that keeps appearing, then I'll be like, okay, maybe I need to take a look at that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people are keyboard warriors and trolls nowadays. You know, they're like, you guys are assholes. And then, like, I feel like if an artist dives into the comments, they'll be reading each one and taking all these opinions, and your mind's just going back and forth and shit. Like,
yeah.
Stepping away from the comments, but, like, also take good constructive criticism. And
I've seen a lot of, and this actually surprised the hell out of me. I have not seen a lot of negative feedback.
Yeah?
And I thought there would be a lot of negative. Like, I anticipated negative
really?
Feedback.
Really?
I anticipated, like,
means you guys 40, are doing good then,
40, 60. Like, 40 being good, 60 being, like, quit now.
Really? When you guys first dropped your stuff or was releasing that you guys were, like, making music, when I first came across it on social media, my first thought was, like, I did not know these guys were in that. Like, into
dude,
that.
We don't
and I was so curious to hear it when it was come up. I was like, what the hell is this going to sound like? Like, it just... Did anyone else have that reaction? Like, was anyone else, like,
every
blown away when they heard your shit? Because, like, I was impressed when I heard it. I was like, this is really fucking good. I wasn't... Not in any offense, but I just didn't know you guys were
doing that.
Yeah. You guys were so underground about it that, like,
yeah.
When I heard it, it was like, you guys sound like you've been working at this for a long fucking time. It doesn't sound like a fucking SoundCloud rapper, because I know a lot of those people,
right.
And those don't sound too well.
They'll record it and release it in the same day.
Literally.
As they record it, they just film themselves on.
They bought like a beat off YouTube library or something. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, we weren't extremely vocal. I mean, before we met Josh, we'd been rapping for years. Even as kind
like
of...
freestyling, kind
we,
of, but
we
still
had
writing
analysis,
and practicing.
Paralysis,
cool.
To where we were kind of intimidated on releasing our first few things.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad we did it, because we've learned so much since that point and evolved so much.
Probably helped.
It did. Yeah. And I'm happy with the first product.
Yeah.
I think it could be way better, but... We're learning every day, you know. Like John said, like, we're completely self-taught on, like, something that people go to college for. It's
literally.
Just non-stop
for
grinding, playing.
We just learned
YouTube
logic in 9 months
thing.
And did it.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy what you could do now without a degree. Like,
YouTube.
Yeah.
Literally.
YouTube, everything.
But surprisingly, a lot of things are not on YouTube about producing. Like, I've scanned the YouTube world for everything. There's minimal things about production and, like, there's also minimal things, obviously, about, like, I feel like any major job that would, like, say something about nursing that you would need to know, like, you can only learn in textbook through the school, through, you know, so, yeah, there's, like, limited things that they allow you to learn, but through trial and error, that's how you do it, you know? And it just takes time and love and passion.
Yeah.
Like anything. But,
definitely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I can definitely see you guys like taking off and stuff too, and not just that, but like you guys got a like a quirky personality with it too.
Yes.
So you're not just like the shy rapper like who wouldn't like be good on a talk show or wouldn't be good like on interviews or in a crowd, you know, like.
Dude, put me in a crowd of a million people.
Yeah.
I'll just sit there Indian style.
My shirt's coming off.
You got like two Post Malones right here.
Some dude, I was at a fucking, I was in an awesome haunted house. I swear to God, dude, this one army fucking guy was like, "You look like a rip-off Hobo Johnson." I'm like, I'm gonna fucking diss Hobo Johnson just because. Swear to God,
Hobo that's Johnson, hilarious.
I hope you hear this.
That guy, what do you think about Hobo Johnson? He's got a very unique style, that's for sure. Something of its own.
I think if he wasn't in California, I don't think he would have blew up. But
you think he only blew up because he's so different? In a sense, like, his music is just so... It's almost like a poem with a little, like...
Have you studied Hobo Johnson at all? Because I've seen all his videos.
I gotta be honest with you guys. I don't even know who the fuck that is.
He's just looking off thinking he knows.
He would, too.
The thing... Alright, this is my perspective. After Bertucci showed me Eminem when I was tripping on acid, and then I seen other rappers...
This is like 10 years ago.
I felt like... When I started rapping, I'm like, you know, we take a piece... of the artist that you're listening to in your own art.
Yeah.
And I have my other favorite, like, rappers and shit, like Hobson and Tech, but I just keep my circle small because I feel like the less I listen to, the more that my art is from me instead of pulling it from other sources.
Okay.
So, and ever since then, I've been extremely musically isolated.
Huh.
Like, he talks about new rappers and shit, and I'm like, who? And he's like, they're not even new. They've been famous for years.
He doesn't know anyone.
Wow.
I swear to God.
That's crazy.
He stays musically isolated himself while I'm, like, on the sidelines looking up, like, who's blowing up? And then I'll bring it to his attention. Like, dude, this got, like, 100 million views in, like, 6 months or whatever.
Wow.
Like, this is blowing up, blah, blah, blah. And, like, he'll take it into consideration. I'll show him the videos and stuff and, like, but at the same time, like, he'll bring me info too, and like, that's how the group works. Like, we have our group chat and stuff. So Zip, who like just started marketing kind of for us, like,
oh nice, you got a marketer a little bit
in and out. Yeah, he's
a motivator.
Cool.
He's like a mediator, motivator, and marketer. Three M's.
That's a good person to have then too.
Yes,
especially if he knows what he's doing.
He does.
Good.
He's good.
That's awesome.
He's a good buddy, too.
That's awesome. That is really cool. I'm going to have to hook you guys up with one of my friends here. She has, I think, like 75,000... You know Jessica Moore, right?
Yeah.
Friends with that guy... she's friends with the real Samson. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
He's like, no? He's like a Instagram rapper or some shit, but he's got like... I think up to like 100,000 followers too, but he's like, he's growing as well. So I'm supposed to do a podcast with him at some point. So hopefully somehow get you guys to know each other. He makes really fucking,
him or something.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hard struggles that we're facing as a group. I mean, it took us a while to even find a good beat guy, let alone like anybody else in our small circle that we could grow as a group and a team. Like, we're always looking to find new friends and shit that have some skills that we could both use. And it's like service for service, you know? Like,
for sure.
We work together.
I think the whole industry too, and they talk about this, I listen to a lot of comedy shit, but they talk about, like, in the comedian era in the industry, there's, back in the day, the comedians, it was like, they weren't helping each other get shows and stuff. They were kind of like, it was competition back then.
Yeah.
Now it's like, everyone's wanting the same thing and everyone's helping each other out. And like, if you're a good comedian, or if you're good at what you do, and other artists recognize that, they want to bring you up too, because it only helps them as well.
Exactly,
you know, it's like
so
like real recognizes real. You know, it's
yeah,
dude, that's so true, bro.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Yeah, you guys should reach out to people who sound like you and people that you think would be like good to collaborate with or anything like that, or just do shout out for shout out shit like that for free, like, you know. And
exactly.
It's a great way to grow.
We've been looking at some collabs, and I got about 6 or 7 for this album. I think we're going to do, in the spring, we're going to do an album after this EP, maybe like 15 songs or something, our first album. We're thinking about some collabs for that. Shout out for shout out for sure. Zip, who's our marketer, he's also a really, really good rapper, and like, we love having him on collabs and shit. Like, he brings a lot to the table as far as like ideas and stuff, and like implementing him with us, like, dude, we've sat here so many nights, like, rapping, thinking about this shit, and just thinking, like, we are not going to do this with two people, bro.
Yeah.
We need to build a fucking empire.
Yeah, man.
And if you want to join our empire right now, call. No, I'm just kidding. No, for real, guys. Like, we're really, dude, we grind, man. Like, I work fucking 25, 30 hours a week at my other job. I'll spend 35 hours a week in the studio.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fucking crazy.
Mixing whatever. Look, I mean, even my time that I look up stuff, I don't even count that shit. Like,
yeah,
you know, it just takes dedication, bro. And, like, we just got to build each other up. And local is where you need to, like, dig your fingers in. Mm-hmm. Because once you get every freaking street of a local community and, like, you dig out that 16-year-old that's in the basement right now that would love rap if they heard you, you just got to dig through the local community and then the demographic through marketing and stuff. And, dude, it takes time.
Even a share goes such a long way. Like,
it does, man.
Dude.
It does. Like, I'll send out personal fucking messages.
Yeah.
Like, you have to send.
A long way, man. Thank you.
Even with personal messages. I do, too. What Zip was talking about, like, a couple weeks ago. Dude, this stuck with me, bro. I got to tell you guys. With personal messages that, like, you send to people, if you're an artist or someone that's trying to market something or trying to sell something, personal messages go so long, but it's not just a, hey man, thank you for the support, blah, blah, blah. You gotta actually reach out to these people and make them a friend. Like, ask them questions. Like, come up with a question to them first, so they're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, they're more inclined to give you an answer, and then you say something as a statement.
Make it
and
personal, you know?
Yeah, make
an automated
don't just
copy-paste.
Exactly. Right, yeah. And not just copy-paste, change the name.
True.
And shit. Right?
That means you gotta think about 20 hours a freaking week into that shit.
Yeah.
Literally, of just responding.
Time, bro. I know.
Growing a small audience.
And you gotta genuinely care, you know, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't just care about what you're doing.
Exactly.
You have to care about what everyone else is, like, is loving it equally. Like, it's.
And you're creating, you know, a product.
I know,
for
it's
that,
a lot of work for one person.
It really is.
To do.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's tough. And then, you know, that's a job. Editing is a job in itself. Interviewing is
cutting,
a job in itself, and preparing for them, and then you got the marketing aspect of it. Holy hell, man. I spend 30 hours a week on this stuff, 40 hours a week at my job, about 10 hours a week at personal training. I don't have time to fucking do anything.
I know, me neither.
Anything. It's just, but you know what? You got to keep your eye on the freaking prize, right? And at least I'm not like, none of it feels forced, so like. And
right.
I feel like you too, right? Like, at least, like, you guys are happy with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You enjoy what you're putting out. You're proud of what you're putting out. Maybe if you're putting out shit, you'd be like, I don't know about this. But when you got that pride behind it, it's different.
We try to, like I said, the friendly competition keeps everything kind of polished.
Yeah,
nice.
Like, you guys.
Like, up to our
Because I'll flex on them with a verse that I just did. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to do something. Right. And then I'm like, boss,
beat
himself.
That.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what we did with freaking Nothing Else.
Yeah.
This new song we're about to come up with, Nothing Else. I did the verse, and it was just like an idea for a verse, and I was like, this shit's going to be awesome, and then you did your verse and killed mine, so, I mean, but they both sound good, you know,
yeah.
It's just friendly competition and shit, but it's...
And it's all opinion, too. Anybody else out there could have the opposite opinion.
Yeah.
Right. It's all about growth, though.
That's awesome.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anyone that you'd consider, like, to be one of your mentors? Like, someone who's kind of, like, maybe... Is the reason why you're rapping, besides like influencing, is there someone that maybe has like,
right.
You know, maybe been there while you've done it? Maybe each other, you guys are your own mentors, maybe, you know?
That'd be the closest to the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a grind in the beginning, man. Like, nobody, like John said, nobody taught us anything. We kind of just like trial and error, code off each other and just bounced it back and forth. We're each other's partners, you know, and just that exponential growth that kept happening from, it's like skating. Like, you skate with better people than you and you'll get better.
Yeah, true.
I was gonna mention that. Like 20 minutes.
True. Man, they say that a lot with like, even like, if you surround yourself with not just people who are better, people who are smarter, people who are better at you at their sport, whatever it is, like you get better because you're the worst one. You can't go anywhere but up.
Exactly.
You're not just gonna get worse.
You have the drive to be like, I'm gonna get better than
this
son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Because you'll get lazy if you sit at the top for a while,
true.
You know, and you'll feel comfortable.
So
very true,
bro.
Very true. Because people at the top are going to just be there and everyone else is underneath them.
Exactly.
That's why they got
to feel like they don't have to try as hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they got to keep going with, you know, surround themselves with people who are better than them. And that's how you climb, for sure. For sure. So where do you guys see yourself in the next, like, year? 10, maybe 2 years? Where do you guys see yourself? How many albums are you going to be putting out? Like, so you already have one EP. Is it EP an album or what
an
is
EP,
that?
Basically, like, an EP could be like 5 or 8 songs. It just depends on what artist I classify it as, the specific artist in general. But we're doing our EPs as 5 songs. This one's going to be 5 songs with an intro. So technically 6, but like a minute intro of just some creepy, like...
some logic stuff or some, like talking and...
just... have you heard Eminem's Relapse?
Maybe. His intro?
Yeah, the intro. Where he's, like, with the doctor and shaking the pills and shit, making it creepy and stuff. Okay. We're just trying to give it, like, a Halloween vibe. Oh, not yeah. like Eminem, yeah. cool. but, like, almost with, like,
cool.
the pitch shifter, yeah. like... the darker voice and doing all weird dope. Shit like that dope. And like
it'll flow really nice up into the first song cool. on our EP too.
Are you supposed to listen to it like in order?
Yes. Yeah. So that's why the intro was made, because it leads into the first song and then we'll design cool. it from there. Cool. So but man, in a couple years we're trying to put this first album out in the spring. I want our second studio album like to be done by a fucking record label.
Really? Awesome.
I understand the industry. I've looked into it, man. Like, and underground's cool. Like, I would so be down to make, like, 40, 50 grand a year on music. Like, even if it was 20 grand for a side gig, that'd be mm-hmm. cool and shit. But, like, signing big, doing the damn thing, coming back, investing in real estate.
Yeah, man.
Some stuff that you can continually grow with and not like be stuck in a specific industry for so long. Like, if you're making 30 grand a year, like, are you going to stick in that shit 10 years and make 300,000? Yeah. Like, don't you want to make a quick 2 mil and dip out in 3 years? Like,
damn.
And just...
yeah, go big.
I would sign away, put all the money aside, tour, do the damn thing, and fucking invest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
best like and retire.
Yeah, that's a smart move yeah. to do. It seems like a lot of people think that, and then they get famous, and then they just keep going because the industry's so, like, pushed forward with, okay, like, you're big, mm-hmm. and then just keep them going until they freaking OD and yeah. shit. Like, yeah. no, I'm serious, you know?
My life, and, you know, right? money, yeah. The money's not made anymore with a lot of artists with record sales. It's touring.
Exactly.
It's all touring.
Yeah.
Merch.
Yeah.
yeah.
They sell a lot of merchandise. And
true. You probably make money off platforms from views and all that stuff, but like...
oh, yeah.
When it comes to actual albums and stuff, everything's so
it's easily all record found sales are yes.
Yeah.
Like Eminem said in Killshot, he's like, my worst album was your best. Right? Didn't he say that? Or wait, some what? Shit? In Killshot, Eminem's
oh,
Killshot,
yeah.
he's like, my worst album was your best. Or
he's like, my biggest flops are your greatest hits.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So great. Shout out to Goat. That's hilarious. But I haven't really been listening to Eminem, though.
I know, me neither. I
it's been a couple years.
I haven't been listening to anything recently. Like, you do music for so long, and so much of, like, your musical aspect in your life is, like, focused on your project.
Yeah.
It's almost just like, I want to fucking just take a second in silence and just mm-hmm. sit in the dark.
Matt, and I kid you not, bro. When you mix a song, you hear this fucking thing. Like, I've heard No Friends, I swear, over
and over. Dude!
Over like 3,000 times.
Over
I kid over. You not. About 3,000 times. Like, whether it be the chorus or each individual verse, like Josh's yeah. verse, I spent time on that. Like, Josh's was easier because he already sounds amazing and stuff, but like my chorus and my verse I spent a lot of time on with like the pitch correction, it takes freaking so long and you just hear it so many times. And the thing is, if you continuously work on it, you'll be hearing the same thing even if you change something. Yeah. So you have to do like 20 minutes and then like 15 minute intervals or like...
so you have to take a break?
Dude. Yeah. And
because it sounds like...
fucked up songs. Just from like, you listen to it so much, like it all begins to get fuzzy.
Wow.
And you're like...
that's crazy.
This needs to sound like this.
Then you'll think it sounds like shit and it doesn't. It sounds
good. When you edit your own shit, because I'm assuming you guys get perfectionist when you start editing it. Yeah, like every little thing...
that's the problem.
When I started editing my own things,
analysis dude, paralysis, oh, bro.
Yeah. yeah, that's true, dude. Yeah. And it's like, it's so hard for podcasting, dude. I can't tell you how long, like, listening to your own self talk over and over and over.
That's
it's
how
like,
I feel.
Yeah, it's so dry. But you, it also, I also notice how it helps, it improves your communication skills though, because you learn how many times you say like and and like, ooh, you really catch your aneurysms like very well, and you kind of improve your speech.
Oh, that's that, good. I
for
like
sure.
That.
I've noticed that just from the short amount of time I've been podcasting. Like, your speech definitely gets better when you notice it, for sure. Even when you listen to yourselves the next tomorrow or whenever I have this out, you'll hear your own self talking. Like, damn,
Can I sound I like that? Talked less.
Yeah. I'll practice talking, just like you practice rapping. Like.
You're gonna probably have to practice talking with interviews, right? What you guys gonna have to do, like, interviews and all that stuff?
Oh my gosh, camera interviews! I'll be looking at the camera the whole time, just like,
they're like, John, don't look at the camera. It's weird. Be like the third person perspective, breaking the third wall.
You and Josh are talking, I'm just
just making funny faces. But yeah, I see us having more fun with it. Like, we're working on a music video right now.
That's for dope.
One of the first songs in the first EP, Yellow Paint. But it's, see, I just couldn't get the vibe of us acting like your gangster rappers, you know, and like, yeah. Like, it's definitely more of like...
That head bob was hilarious. Like, that was pretty gangster.
Like a, what's Tyler, the Creator's group?
Odd Future.
Yeah, they like had fun with it. And
it's like
fucked
up and comedic.
Yeah. Is it like high quality or is it like low budget film?
It's 4K. Worked in After Effects professional program, but it's more of like... After Effects
is dope. And we got some plugins on there too.
Yeah. It's like the Smosh of music videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, it's deliberately...
Is that like old school?
It's like those old school, like, those dudes that would do that Pokemon video and, like, some funny...
Like, Saved by the Bell type of shit, like...
They're, like, little skits.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
And they were just, like, goofy and funny and, like, kind of made fun of their own dry humor.
Yeah.
But that made it, like, a little deeper and a little more funnier.
Yeah.
And we use some green screen shit. Like, there's a scene where, like, green screen John's head... And we made him smaller, and I'm, like, mixing the bucket, and I, like, pull out the mixer, and his head pops out of the bucket.
Okay, see, that's hilarious. You should definitely stick with... Do whatever that comes into your mind, because you guys...
Oh, it was just some rough stuff. And then in the next scene, it cuts across, like, Hilmer's mixing the bucket, my head pops out, and we did this one take, too. And then I'm filming, and then I go around Ryan, and then he opens his shirt, and then my head pops out.
Dude, I cannot wait to see that shit. Bro.
It's cheesy and funny. But
that reminds me of, like, Action Bronson's video. You ever seen Acting Crazy?
Dude, it's... He's, like, on a green screen. Elements in that are portrayed in yellow paint. And, like...
Perfect.
Even, like, I walk out of the car, there's, like, yellow angel wings on me and shit. And
that's
like,
so dope. Oh, I can't wait to see that. Yeah. Who the hell's doing
it's
that,
cartoony.
Josh?
Corey Stewart. Shout out Corey Stewart. Fucking love you, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's Ryan's cousin and a very close friend of mine. And, you know, he had vision in video before we started this stuff. But, like, when me and Ryan and Josh actually seriously started working on this, I was at Corey's parents' house when I met Josh.
Hmm.
So, I met Josh through Corey, essentially, right? So, he just got in, and, like, once a group chat started, and then we just started, like, bringing people in.
That's awesome.
You know?
That's awesome.
Like, everyone has their own direction. Like, I'm not in fucking charge of this. Ryan knows he's not either, and Josh isn't either, and, like, we're all just a collective.
How are you gonna... So, if you guys get signed for $2 million,
mm-hmm.
who's getting split what?
99, half and half.
Say we got signed because of the EP and, like, they wanted to promote the EP or whatever, as is, you know? We take into consideration, okay, who made the beats? All of them, you know? Who did the production? What verses? Who made up what? Like, you know, who did the vocals on the chorus or whatever? We'd probably split it pretty evenly,
right?
Though,
yeah,
that's what I was when I had my partner. You quickly realize, especially when you had to take it over, or when I had to take it over. But you realize how much weight is equally pulled in most directions, right?
It
like,
is,
especially when it comes to the editing, and like that's just a whole beast in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I would almost rather give you like a 50% not to do it,
bro. I go just hard do on this logic, and he does too. He knows what he's doing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you guys, it seems like you guys are pretty rounded, like, when it comes to No one's like busting their ass while other guys just making their own.
That's where that whole competition comes in.
That's really cool because, like, dude, that's really also. You guys have. Are you aware of how hard that is to find? Because that's a really rare
fucking
thing.
It was hard enough to fucking. For us to start rapping. Like, let alone find Josh and, like.
You guys have a really good clip right there, for real. That's hard to find. And, like, dude, if you have one person who's driven to succeed with the same vision, right? Like, that's. There's a good chance that person's going to do it if he's that driven. You have two people in the same. Driven level with the same dream. I mean, holy shit, that doubles your chances, you know?
True.
Yeah. It's that's really awesome that you guys have that. Cause like, I truly envy that shit. Cause if anyone's listening to this, I'm hiring. But I can't pay you yet.
Getting real though, bro. Like, I told Josh that too. I was like, dude, you know, he did solo shit before us. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, we need to invest our time in this because you complimenting us is just killer. I'm like, you need to fucking, like, we need to do this together and stuff. And he totally agrees. And me and Josh see eye to eye and we do good and stuff.
I think when you guys need to bond each other closer, you guys should have a blood oath. Next time you guys get together.
Yeah.
Do like a blood handshake.
Some fucking sacrifice.
Sacrifice like the house cat or something.
Yeah,
I would never sacrifice a fucking animal. No.
Never.
You can make a better pack with a demon besides sacrificing.
Well, if you want to join the Illuminati, they're probably going to ask you to do that.
Shit, point.
They're going to ask you to go.
Right, like, good point. You're right.
That's all they are.
What?
The Illuminati, they'd be like, just let all your loved ones die. And then
yeah, would you do it? What if they said, you can sign up for us, but we're going to inject you with this virus that you live forever. So you're going to watch everyone die around you. Would you do it?
Fuck yeah.
You do?
Sick, yeah.
You want to live forever? You'd,
dude,
you'd literally
live
forever.
I'd be the ruler of the world in no time.
No.
Maybe like 10 lifetimes.
I want to do it.
I have, right?
I swear to God.
If you can live forever, you might not even want to start rapping anymore because that, like, the fact.
It would get
why
so
are we all
bad.
Driven, right? Because we're
you,
all on, like, this timer.
You'd reach your potential. Like, you'd fucking.
You got your
like,
whole lifetime.
This whole room and. Mushrooms, and then you'd eventually reach the full potential of your mind.
So, like, would you live forever, ever? Like, when the sun explodes, would you just be, like, floating there on fire?
Yeah, like, you're invincible. You're like Wolverine. You could survive in the vacuum of space.
Okay.
Okay, that would suck.
You're just like this little fucking. Oh my god. Yeah, that was
so off topic here right now.
That's the fine print. He didn't tell you that you could survive in the back of his space.
Yeah. So
nice.
When are you guys doing any local shows? You doing any live shows soon? Anything planned?
The way that I think about it is local shows are they're dope and all. A little different in our genre, but
yeah.
I feel like, you know, we could take the time out and go to a local show, which is cool and all, but you're really realistically going to reach maybe like 40 people tops.
Yeah, local
when you
around
could
here.
Reach like thousands with the click of a button at your home.
Okay.
If you like stay and work. And the rap that we kind of do is a little more effecty oriented, as you've heard. Like we have the weird little
things
in the voice.
And so you have to figure out how to do that live.
Yeah.
We could do it live.
And we totally could, right. We totally could.
So, you know, I'm keep bringing this up, but comedians talk about, you know, you could never go on a stage with a stadium full of people unless you practice those little shit in hole in the walls and you get that practice in of how to, you know, be on stage, right?
Definitely, yeah.
And if you've never been on stage or never performed, like, doing some local shows, maybe not local like in Indiana because maybe it might not be the right crowd, but shit, if you start booking some Chicago shows and stuff,
3 hours for
we,
a show.
You know,
done,
stuff like that.
I mean, not like shows, but I think we freestyled in front of fucking like 20, 30 people before, like
parties and shit.
Yeah,
that's cool.
We used
that's
to
cool.
just take the stage at parties. And
yeah,
shit.
That's
like,
dope.
I'm totally used to, dude, put me on stage. I'll
that's
fucking
dope.
Do all our songs and not even think about it. I'll pretend like I'm in the fucking basement.
That's dope.
Like, yeah. That's just me, though.
Hype.
Man, where do you get that confidence? Where does that come
because
from?
Because that comes from me knowing that why the fuck would I care what other people think? If
you,
I do, that's just going to deter me from doing better.
Did you always have that? What started that? Because that's hard to get for like, most people.
It took a lot of years, a lot of learning, a lot of fucking up in front of my friends who like I was growing with. Like when I first started rapping, dude, and I still think I'm not that good, but like when I first started rapping, I fucking blew ass. And like Hilmer, I feel like his first rap he ever written was incredible. So I was like, holy shit, and he did it so perfect. So I'm like, what the fuck? So, dude, it took hours, you know, like hours and hours of practice. I sat there and stuff, just like anything, like,
yeah,
you know, skating, I was decent. I spent hours, you know, like, I 180 crush 9, I tray flip brick house, like,
that's crazy.
Whatever you put your mind to, I guess.
Yeah, true. What about you? What caused it for you? Were you always this, you don't give a fuck, free-spirited type of...
No, I wasn't, and I was... It was the freestyling in front of especially random people was for me, because freestyling, it's a whole nother game. You're just pulling shit out of your ass. Yeah.
And I can't even like do two sentences.
In the moment, you know? You have no time to, like, think ahead.
Yeah, and I don't get how it's done.
That's just, like, opening up your brain and letting people know what, like, comes to you instantly.
Whoa.
And it's so personal.
Freestyling. Whoa, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. In the world.
It's like you're mentally puking.
Yeah. It is, dude.
In the words. Like, sometimes
you can't stop the words, though, because you'll think something and, like, you'll say something offensive on accident sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like just a string of spaghetti that just keeps coming.
It is, man. It is. And doing that in front of, like, random people definitely helped it for me.
Wow.
Because I was like, now when I go out and I already have all this premeditated, I could just practice my delivery, and that's it.
I always thought when people would freestyle, like, they wrote that, like, two days ago.
No, that's the YouTube freestyles.
Okay. Yeah, that's a free verse.
Freestyle is just right off the top of my head.
Because I can't rhyme three words in a row in, like quickly at all. Yeah, it doesn't work for me. It's so hard.
And there's some mind games that you could do. Like, if you're rhyming, like...
Did you just sit in your head and rhyme all day? Like, practice rhyming? Yeah. Like, do you just see an object and be like, what rhymes with that bitch?
Sometimes, yeah. Huh. I still do that sometimes.
Interesting.
Or if I find a unique word, I'm like, that's a unique word. Like, what can I play with that? Can I use that word in the future?
Interesting. And
also, like, practice, you know, like, if we're freestyling or some shit, we'll be like, okay, word bank or 4-4-4. Say, like, we'll start off with a beat or something, and I'll be like, all right, give me, like, 6 words or something. You give me a word every, like, 2 bars or something.
Mm-hmm.
Be like,
yeah, bird box. We would set like, challenges in our freestyles.
Like, Mad Libs?
To challenge each other.
Yeah, yeah. Like, as I'm rapping, like, you'd say something, and then I'd keep going with it. Or we'd go, okay, let's do 2 bars here, and then you do 2, and then I do 2, and then you do 2, and we go back and forth. And
that sounds like fun, dude. That's cool.
And to stay up till 6 in the morning.
That sounds like hella fun, dude. Yeah, it is. That's dope. That's dope. That's really fucking cool.
I miss those days, because we don't really freestyle as much anymore.
I know.
All of our time is just compacted in behind the computer, writing and editing and marketing and... You've seen our shit on YouTube, like, I don't know if you checked out, like, Yellow Painter Stay Stupid, but even just, like, visual effects and, like, animation.
That's
like,
really cool.
There's just so much shit to do.
Yeah.
That freestyling is just a luxury that we don't really have time for right now.
Yeah, literally.
And with this, we did it with 3 people. So, like, after this EP, we kind of expanded. Zip's on our team now. Corey, like, is doing our videos and shit, and, like, he's learning as we go, too. So, like... As the time progresses, as we start, like, making more time for this, then our shit's just gonna look better.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
definitely.
Saying?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
definitely.
All starts with the product, you know?
Yeah.
You have to have a good product to market.
Yeah. And everyone says, you know, about just slowly grinding at it. You're gonna get better. You're gonna learn from it. You're gonna grow. And, you know, like everything, you practicing, you know, you keep... Practicing doesn't make perfect, but practice makes progress. You know, like,
yes,
you're
like
never
going
to reach perfection, and that's too hard to achieve. But, you know, the more you practice, the more you make progress, and that's...
Yes, you know, and if you search for perfection, though, like, at least with our mixes and stuff, I always search for perfection, and then I almost get there, and then I listen back to it, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. I'm like, okay, because I set the goal of
perfection.
Making it perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you know, if you're a producer, you're going to listen to it and be like, okay, there's parts here and there and there and there. But, like, if you just throw it on, you know, like, someone who doesn't produce or, like, doesn't, like, avidly listen to music, they'll be like, oh, sounds good, you know, because the frequencies are there.
Things. You know, that you're, now that you're making your own, like, you're editing your own stuff, it's going to be really hard for you to ever hand that over to someone else. Like, when you're doing your own edits, about that the other you're like, night. You're like, going to
fall in love with it.
Yeah, and you're gonna be so perfectionate, and you're going to hear it in your own head of how you want it to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be too hard to just explain it to someone else to do it. So you're going to have to just do it yourself.
I hope if it ever comes to us that they would listen to these first
they'd have to be right in tune
understand
with you.
It. You know?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they would do. They would listen, like, how we monitor our voices and shit and, like, what works, and then they would expand on that and just destroy it. Like,
okay.
These people are psychologists, bro. They're not just producers. Like, record companies have psychologists. All these people, they're, like, literally
visionaries. Freaking
visionaries. That's it's crazy. Insane.
That's crazy.
They sign you for...
They're, you know...
Yeah, they're...
Any, what do you want to sign with if you could get signed? Strange Records or something? Strange Music?
Atlantic.
What's Atlantic? Who's under Atlantic?
Atlantic Records. Wiz, Juice WRLD, B.O.B., 303, fucking dude, Iggy Azalea, Charlie XX, whatever. Like,
cool.
Pretty much.
Shout out to Atlantic Records.
Yeah, Atlantic Records. Cardi B just got signed by them. They blew her the fuck up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Atlantic Records, bro. Cool. Like, that's what I'm looking for. Rostrum, and I mean, any of the big ones, you know, Motown, I dig them all, dude. They're cool as fuck. And, like, if you guys sign me, I promise on any podcast that I go on, live or not, I will never talk about you guys or talk shit about you know who.
Yeah, and they're willing to get face tattoos, so yeah, that too. I they'll know. Tattoo Atlantic tattoo Records on his chin.
Oh my god. AR. Just on
the chin. Well, where can the people find you guys?
YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, all the goodies.
Okay.
If we have like some small visuals and shit that's just easier on the eyes. If you go to YouTube Third Person, our first EP, Stay Stupid. Our next EP coming out October 27th, Manic. It's a good one.
Gotcha.
It's a good one.
What's your, do you guys like have a handle like at Third Person?
We have an Instagram. It's 3P_ThirdPerson, and that's the spelling Third Person, THIRDPER.
All the other third persons are with the
Just look us up on Facebook, Third Person with the 3, and check out our EP. It sucks. Fucking love you guys. It fucking blows. No, it's gonna be decent, I guess. Like, just fucking listen to it, dude.
I would highly recommend everyone listen to your guys' first EP. EP. Listen to your first EP.
Fucking PP.
EP. What does it stand for? Extended play. Okay.
Yes.
I thought it just was pronounced EP.
That's what I want. Extended play. Yeah. I want extended play sexually.
Extended.
So everyone go listen to Third Person EP, the Stay Stupid. This is your first one.
Yes,
and the new one coming out, which should be released around the same time as this one, on the 27th.
That's right.
Yes.
Night or day? Morning, day, night?
Afternoon.
Afternoon?
Afternoon, okay. Yeah.
All right. And that one's called Manic.
Manic.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Matt, for having us on.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming. Awesome. Thank you guys for coming. Sure, I really appreciate it. We'll
show
definitely...
love. Like Matt's Facebook page, everyone. For real. You guys are fucking awesome. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.